Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for making it possible for us to see the 27th day of the month of October, year 2021. Beloved, God is faithful. God is awesome. God is omnipotent. God is supersonic. Our God is super. Our God is an awesome God. He is a God that you can never, never cubicle. He's an almighty God. Begin to bless his name and worship him. Thank him for what he has done. Thank you for making it possible for you to see today. Appreciate his loving kindness over you and your family nuclear and extended. We appreciate his mercy. We appreciate his love. We appreciate his wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you are joining us for a Fox time, you are welcome to this broadcast. It is a broadcast that comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. and it's a prophetic and deliverance prayer. I know that if you follow us diligently, the Almighty God will do wonders in your life, because we have received a lot of testimony, and more testimony are rolling in as a result of people who have prayed this prayer. I want you to know one thing, that one thing is for us to pray the prayer, another thing is for God to answer. And God has promised us that when we pray this prayer, he's going to give an answer. That is why we have the confidence of praying this prayer. And that's why I'm also introducing to you that you should share it with your friend. Let your friend also be aware of this prayer. Let them join us as we pray together at the midnight. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas, they pray and they sang. And also there was an earthquake that was released into the foundation of the prison. And all the prisoners had them. And the Bible says all those who were in that prison, they were let loose. And even Paul and Silas, they were delivered. And the doors of the prison was broken loose. And that door was opened. Every good door that the enemy has closed against you shall be opened as you pray. It shall begin to open. Every door of blessing, every door of breakthrough, every door of contract breakthrough that the enemy has closed against you, as you pray now, it shall be open. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. And I command that every arrow fired to your body shall go back to the sender. Shall go back. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us, you must know that this is an aggressive prayer meeting. This is not a prayer meeting you pray and you pray very cold. You must pray like a warrior. You must pray like a nonchalant warrior. You must pray like a soldier. Wear the garment of a warrior and pray aggressively. Why? The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent men, women, and taken it by force. If you are a violent man, you must take it by force. If you are a violent woman, you must take it by force. Because the violent man, the violent woman, take it by force. I am trusting God that as you launch into these prayers, mighty move of God shall begin to happen in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I know, and I'm speaking right now with authority and with power, that anyone connected with this program, wherever you are, the yoke in your life shall be broken, 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 shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see somebody there already. That fellow is having an attack on the right eye. The scale on that right eye shall be shed off, and your right eye shall begin to see very well. There is somebody I'm seeing right now, your hair was shaved in the dream 2 days ago and you felt very bad. You woke up, you saw that that part of the hair was shaved physically. I command the glory that I've been stolen right now in the name of Jesus. Let the glory be returned, 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 in the name of Jesus. I command your glory come back to you now, come back to you now, come back. I want you to shout 3-4 amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, my God. When I'm in awesome wonders, consider all the works thy hands has made. Oh, I see the stars. I hear the roaring thunder, the patrol, why you never display. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. the mercy of God is coming upon your life. I prophesy to your life from today that you shall begin to move forward. You will not be tied down. Every yoke of the valley shall be broken in your life. Every valley of darkness shall be canceled. Satanic accusation against your family shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer very well. Say, arrow assigned against my destiny, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow assigned against my destiny, go back to the sender. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name we pray. I told you at the beginning that this is a warfare section. This is a section of an aggressive prayer. We must pray like our old fathers, our old father prays. Pray a prayer we call primitive prayer, crude prayer, prayer that answer by fire, prayer that knock the door aggressively and the door is forcefully open. Pray this prayer now. Say, any power coming in form of an animal to attack me in the dream, in the name of Jesus, any power coming in form of animal to attack me in the dream, in the name of Jesus, any power coming in form of animal to attack me in the dream, in the name of any power coming in form of animal to attack me in the dream, in Jesus' name, every dream of going back to my primary school in the dream, every dream of going back to the village in the dream, every dream of writing on useless exam in the dream, I command that dream now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, dreams assigned to bring me back to square one, in the name of you, dreams assigned to bring me back to square one, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, yoke of bad luck, break, 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 in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody is receiving deliverance right now from the yoke of infirmity. Say this prayer. Say, every satanic animal walking around in my compound, in the name of Jesus, every satanic animal walking around in my compound, in the name of Jesus, every satanic animal walking around in my compound, in Jesus' name, any member of my family that had submitted my photograph to Abalis, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any member of my family that have submitted my photograph to the Abalis, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Any member of my family that has submitted my photograph to the Abalis, be disgraced, be disgraced in Jesus' name. Pray, congregation of witchcraft fashion against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Congregation of witchcraft fashion against my life, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 9, associate yourself together, all ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. Say, every evil association against my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil association against my family, scatter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I am starting a new series today, and I want you to listen very well. It is better you get the understanding of what I'm going to teach now very clearly. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. That is Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. That's what the Bible says. My people perish for lack of. You must get knowledge and understanding and understand what the Bible is saying. I'll be talking on breaking generational curses. Breaking generational curses. Breaking generational curses. With this lecture, I will not rush you at all. I will take you from one step to the other, systematically taking you through this expository study. I'm going to take you through this study step by step. I'm going to open your eyes into mysteries that you need to know. I'm going to make it more expository so that you can get it. I'm going to make it more detailed so that you can understand. I'm going to reveal many things to you so that you can know and pray accurate prayers. I pray that God will open your eyes into it, and the Holy Spirit teaches us how to go about it in Jesus' name. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 27. The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee. Somebody is talking in that place, and that person is called Elisha. And he's talking to somebody called Gehazi. And he's referring to the leprosy of somebody called Naaman. What happened? Naaman was a second in command in the city of Syria. Naaman was a soldier. Naaman had leprosy. Naaman was, though a second in command, but he had leprosy. He was a leper. The maid that was living with Naaman introduced Naaman to see a prophet in Israel, and Naaman told the king, and he got a letter to see the prophet. The prophet that time was known as Prophet Elisha. And when Naaman was coming to meet Elisha, Elisha saw Naaman afar off and gave an instruction according to divine leading that Naaman should go to the river Jordan and bathe himself 7 times. Though Naaman complained at the initial time, but he later went there and bathed himself 7 times and was made whole of his leprosy. Naaman became whole. Naaman decided to show gratitude by giving some goods, some items to Elisha. But Elisha at this moment, he has not had the leading to collect goods, because sometimes it's not all the times that you collect goods like that. There are times that God may not lead you to collect it. So Elisha was not led to collect that goods. And he told Naaman that don't worry with it, you can go with it. As Naaman went with all the goods, all the items, the servant of Elisha called Gehazi sneak out and pursued Naaman and told Naaman a lie. He collected the goods and hid it. And his boss, Elisha, called him, "Where have you been?" He said, "He has not gone anywhere." And he said, "Oh, did my eyes follow you when you were going with Naaman? Don't you know that it's not a time for us to collect such gifts?" You know? And the man was just looking. The man did not even quickly kneel and begin to repent. And immediately, Elisha, the prophet, issued this command. Listen very well. Look at the statement. "The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee." That is, the leprosy of Naaman that was swallowed by River Jordan shall jump out from that river and come upon thee, not only you, and unto thy seed forever. Now, look at that place. "And he went out from his presence a leper, as white as snow." The leprosy of Naaman came upon him by the pronouncement made by Elisha. And Elisha said, "That leprosy will not be only on you. It's going to be on your seed forever." Meaning, it's going to be on the children of Naaman. Not only on the children of Naaman, on the grandchildren of Naaman that he has not had, on the great-grandchildren of Naaman, on the generation of Naaman. Even generation that has not really know what had happened now. Generation that will be fourth generation after the departure of Naaman. This generation, these children that are not yet born here, will notice that in that family, they are just having leprosy. They will be running from pillar to post, running from one mountain to the other, running from one prayer house to the other, running from one mountain to pray, not knowing that this was a curse. It was a pronouncement that was issued against their great-grandfathers, against their great-great-grandfather that is now flowed down into their lives. Immediately a child is born into the family line of Naaman, the child welcomes into his life what we call leprosy. Immediately a child of destiny, a child that's supposed to be a president, a child that's supposed to be a governor, a child that's supposed to be somebody great, immediately it is born in the family of Gehazi, automatically he has inherited leprosy. No matter maybe the destiny of that child, if that child is going to be a pastor, if that child is going to be a pilot, if that child is going to be an emperor, if that child is going to be a governor, for the fact that he has been born in the lineage of Gehazi, he has also received an express passport that is welcoming him into the land of leprosy. This is very, very deep. That is why a lot of things happen to us and we could not imagine the source. That is why many people find themselves in some situation. They could not analyze the root. That is why many people, even righteous people,
they will see themselves passing through some strange situation, strange battles that look very, very strange, and they could not even trace the source. Despite their prayers, despite their fasting, they find out that this battle is also there. Why? Because the battle had gained a root, a taproot. The battle has been entrenched in the family line for almost 200-300-400 years ago. Generational curses are strange curses that flowed into the family, and it brings in negative occurrences, and that negative occurrences spans across 3 to 4 generations. It covers the entire lineage of that family. A little child who never know anything, just being born today, immediately they've given him also a passport that you are welcome into the land of leprosy. He has collected express visa to travel into the chamber where leprosy is being collected. Do you know, some family, it may not be leprosy, it may be poverty. Some family, it may be they will struggle so hard, read, but they will never make anything out of that what they have read. Some family is that they will labor so much, they will never get any fruit of their labor. Some family is that they will do a lot of work, and that work will not be rewarded. Some family is that they will be struggling to give back, and as they try giving back, they will not be able to give back. Some family, it may be that the ladies there will not be able to balance at all in marriage because this has been there. It will be struggling, finding himself struggle with this. It will be struggling with what we call dark shadow, something he could not understand. He looks at himself, am I not born again? Am I not a child of God? Am I not pastor's wife? Am I not pastor's this? Am I not a minister of God? Why am I finding myself struggling and wrestling with unseen force? Why am I seeing a dark fellow in my dream? Why am I seeing a hand going ahead of me to steal from me? Why am I seeing somebody like a twin of me stealing something from me in the realm of the spirit? Why are things like this? It is because there are curses that have been pronounced in that family. And the curse has gotten what we call the stronghold. He has stayed for a long time. He has built himself, established himself in that family. And that kind of curses waste labors of people. That kind of curses will cause some strange sickness and ailment. That kind of curses will bring all the members of that family into captivity. That kind of curses will flow from one person to another, from predecessors to the successor. That kind of family will bring what we call unpleasant events. It will make the family members to be having a reoccurrence of a tragedy. Oh, it may be sometimes. That is why you just see some ladies, they will say they have raped them 4-5 times. And if you trace it down, a curse has been pronounced severely upon them. Oh, your great-grandfather had stolen a goat. And when they were looking for the goat, he denied that he did not steal the goat. Now, the owner of the goat, this is about 200 years ago, pronounced a curse upon anyone who has stolen the goat. Your great-grandfather was there. He was also saying amen. Also try to concur so that they will not understand or get the knowledge that he has stolen the goat. And that fellow pronounced that as this goat has been stolen and nobody has ever confessed, so in that family, children shall be missing. They will not be balanced. Children shall not exist. Ah, these are dangerous curses. Oh, the man will say yes because he never wanted anybody to know that he has stolen the goat. If people could know, he happened to be a man that is so highly, with good reputation in the family, good reputation in the village, a man that everybody quite known, and now for him to say that I have stolen the goat, he will not want to say it. And the owner of the goat pronounced, as my goats have got missing, so with the children of someone who have stolen the goat will also be getting missing. Oh, now it is happening now. You have been born into that family. You are a child of God. But strange things are happening. They will just notice that some people miss in the family. They couldn't trace them. They search and search, reported the police, reported everywhere. They could still not trace them. A curse is already looming in that family. This is why. And these are reasons why we are engaging in this deep, raw deliverance section. Beloved, gather yourself together.
as we go into this section. Don't miss any of this series, I beg you, because it may be an instrument of your deliverance, instrument of deliverance of your children or grandchildren, or you may even have it to help somebody in life. And may God help you in Jesus' name. I'm going to stop here today, continue tomorrow. What do we do? The first thing to do is to confess our sin. Second is to identify the areas that we are suffering. And the third is to pray, to know the secret of what we are passing through. Close your eyes and pray like this. Every secret behind my battle, be revealed to me tonight or this morning. Every secret behind my battle, be revealed to me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Father, I pray that this oil and this water in the hand of your children shall be anointed. The blood of Jesus shall flow into them. The power of God shall enter into them. In Jesus' name, we pray. To know secret, you must pray with full concentration. You must pray a dogged prayer. You must be sincere and take your time out. Take a small oil and put it on your eye and say like this: My Father, open my spiritual eyes to see what went wrong in my family life before I was born. My Father, open my spiritual eyes to see what went wrong in my family before I was born. I repeat that prayer. My Father, open my spiritual eyes to see what went wrong in my family before I was born. Pray this prayer. Spend 20 minutes on this prayer for 7 days, and God will reveal the secret to you. I pray for you right now that the yoke in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every curse limiting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse limiting my destiny, break. Every curse limiting my destiny, break in Jesus' name. Every curse arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse arresting my progress, break. Every curse arresting my progress, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Every curse bringing sickness to my body, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse bringing sickness to my body, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Every curse bringing me back to square one in my dream, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse bringing me back to square one in my dream, break in Jesus' name. Every curse wasting my labor, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse wasting my labor, break in Jesus' name. Curses in my family that want to scatter what I have gathered for many years. Curses in my family that want to scatter what I have gathered for many years. Break in the name of Jesus. Curses in my family that want to scatter what I have gathered for many years. Break. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that the glory of God will cover you. The hand of the Lord will rest upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Anoint your head. I decree that your head shall be free from entanglement. Your glory shall see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus. Anoint your chest now. Every embargo of sickness, every embargo of witchcraft laid upon your heart, break in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your stomach. Lord, let every arrow fired into this body go back to the sender. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May your hand be blessed. May your legs be blessed. May the entire of your life be blessed. May your future be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, your prayer request receive an endorsement from heaven, and there will be celebration. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to get across to us with a testimony or you have a revelation, send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tack Town. God bless you in Jesus' name. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola.